If you fight for freedom, we can have freedom. And if you don't fight, we'll lose. So I started the free software movement in 1983. And in 1984, I started developing the GNU operating system. That's spelled G-N-U. And its purpose is to be a free operating system. The computer won't work without an operating system. So if there is no free operating system, people are forced to use a proprietary one and lose their freedom. To make free software a practical reality and not just a wish, we needed a free operating system, so it was my job to make one. And hundreds of people started helping, and then in 1992, the last missing piece was contributed by Mr. Torvalds when he freed his kernel, which is called Linux. So Linux is one piece which is used in the context of the GNU system. Many people get this wrong. They're using the GNU system and they call it Linux, which is not nice because it means they give us none of the credit. So I ask you, please, call it GNU plus Linux. Give us equal mention. Because there were two camps, there was also a debate between the camps, and so people could see that both camps existed. In 1998, the people in the other camp coined the term open source as a way they could avoid even showing that there is an idea of free software. They wanted us to be forgotten. And we had to struggle very hard not to be forgotten. So in practice, there is a difference between open source and free software. Because when you have two different people write different definitions of something, and then they're interpreted by two different groups, you'd be very lucky if they put the line at the same place. So they didn't. They actually are a bit more lax than we are. They accepted some licenses that we reject, saying they're too restrictive of the users. But the big difference is, in practice, that there are products that we call tyrant products. They come with software. It may even be made from free source code. But these products won't let the user install, change software at all. So there are Android devices which are tyrants. And the source code of Android is free, but users can't change that code in those devices. Well, we in the free software movement, since we're concerned about the user's freedom to control her computing, we say the executables in those devices are not free. But the open source criteria are only concerned with the source code. So they would look at the source code and say, well, this license is acceptable. And they don't care about the fact that the device is a tyrant. So this is the main practical difference. But the biggest difference is really at the philosophical level, at the level of values, where for us the values are freedom and community, and for them it's convenience and code quality. Is an issue of the software user's freedom. That's why it's software libre, it's not software gratis. The point is that with software, either the users control the program or the program controls the users. The first case is free software, because in order to control the program, the users need certain freedoms. The second case is proprietary user subjugating software, because when they don't have control over the program, that means the program controls the users. But there's always somebody, the developer, who controls the program. And so through the program, he controls the users. This is a system of unjust power. It should not exist. And that's why proprietary software is an injustice. It should not exist at all. And certainly, it's a bad thing when people write proprietary software. What I can say is that the free software movement is a part of a broader issue of freedom. I will not claim that anybody who becomes a free software activist will therefore help in other issues of freedom. I do, because in my case, it was love of freedom that came first, and because of that, I started working in a place where we had free software, and I loved it because of freedom, and people talked about freedom. And so when that died, then I said, I've got to fight to make a replacement for it. But it's not automatic. However, philosophically, you can see the relationship between freedom in computing and using computers and freedom in other areas of life.